Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're going to do. Oh, God, you are an amazing Father, a great Lord God Almighty, mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. Oh, God, we can do nothing without you. You are awesome, most powerful, mighty, hallelujah, mighty God, all the Almighty God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Elohim. Oh, God, our strong creator. Oh, God, I thank you for helping us never leave you, never forsaking you, because you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Jehovah Elyon, the Most High God. There is nothing that you can't do. Nothing is impossible to you. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. Oh, yeah, give us peace daily, Lord God. Peace. When the storms are raging, we say, peace, be still. In the name of Jesus, many storms have been raging high. In the name of Jesus, raging all over. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshaba Ade. Oh, yeah, we tell every Goliath, we come in the name of the Most High God. We don't come in our own strength. We come in the name of the Most High God. Mokoshaba Ade Oririaka. And, Lord, we bless you today. We honor you today. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. You are the Almighty Father. Lord, we adore you. We bless you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Almighty Father. We thank you that you are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Nobody's great like you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we need to rush you. Thank God that he's ordering our steps today. Today is April the 10th, 2021. He's an amazing Father. He's ordered our steps all the way through. Oh, yeah. All the way through the pandemic. He's ordered our steps. We didn't know which way to step, which way to go. We didn't even know how to think. We didn't even know what to think. But God ordered our steps, and I thank the Lord today for all that he's doing. You know, he's done great things. I mean, amazing things. Not just saving our lives, but he has provided for us. He's Jehovah Jireh, mighty provider. He's that banner that we need, Jehovah Nisi. You know he takes good care of us, and he wants us to be holy like him, righteous like him. He is Jehovah Tsidkenut, a righteous God. So we thank God for each of you being on with us today. On Bible Storyland, Family Day. Families are amazing. God needs families to come closer to him. So we thank the Lord this morning for everything that he's about to do. You know he does great things for his people. He loves us. We're his very elect, his chosen. He handpicked us. Yeah, he didn't just, you know, he had a plan. He's a strategic God. He has a plan for everything that he does. Yeah, he's amazing. You know, he didn't just put the sun, the moon, the stars there and just, you know, for no reason. He had a reason for putting them there. Yes, he did. The moon, the stars, you know, they shine at the right time. They are obedient to God. The trees bow before him. The birds sing to him. And we as human beings, we have to bow before him. That he's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the one who made the presidents and the vice presidents and the kings and the, oh, yeah, you know, the government. Yep, he's ruler of our nation. I know you think it's the president and the kings as rulers of nations. No, 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 no. Our God is the ruler of every nation. And you know what? I'm so glad on the sixth day of creation, he made human beings. And we're yet alive today. He made human beings, every one of us. So I welcome each of you today. I thank God for you, for your family. God loves families. He loves fathers and mothers and, you know, children and grandparents and uncles and aunts and cousins. He loves us. Father God wants peace in all the families. And, you know, in 3 John 2, he said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, in order for our health and soul to prosper, we have to love God, that first commandment, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And don't forget, the second one, got to love each other. Love your neighbor. I know there's some people that seem to be difficult to love, but we got to go past that and see Jesus in them. See Jesus in them. Look for the Jesus in them. And love them anyway. You know, he gives us strength to do what we don't think we can do. We go like, yeah, but Lord, you don't know what they did to me. You know, that's those brothers and sisters I go to church with every Sunday. You know, that's the ones who came against me. Lord, I could have understood it if it was my enemy. But no, it's the people I go to church with all the time. You know, every time the doors open, I'm there, and they're there. And they, you know what they do to me? They look at me cross-eyed. You know how they do, Father. And sometimes they go the other way when they see me come. You know how they do, Lord. But, Lord, you say love them anyway. Love them past that. Don't even take it personal. To thank God, Jesus, you didn't take it personal when you walked the earth. When they came against you, you didn't take it personal. You kept your eyes fixed on the Lord. So that's what we have to do. Keep our eyes fixed on the Lord. And you know what? Let me tell you something. Family problems do come up. Family problems. They're really not a part of God's plan for his children. The devil come to rob, steal, kill, you know, he wants to kill our peace, our love, our joy, and our family. He comes to tear families apart. Don't let him tear our families apart. He wants fathers against fathers. He wants sons against fathers. I'm sorry, sons against fathers and fathers against sons, daughters against mothers and mothers against daughters. But Jesus came to bring abundant life to families. He's our peacemaker. He gives us peace. In the midst of the storm, he said, I come to give you peace. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled about these things that are going on in the earth realm. Don't let them disturb your peace. Know that you got the peacemaker on your side. And whatever we ask in his name according to his will, yeah, believe it, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. So, you know, he said, look here, the birds of the air, they feed their children. How much more will I do for you because you're my child? You're not exempt. You are his child. He didn't cross you off because you crossed on the other side, the bridge. You know, he said, don't go that way, and you went that way. He still didn't cross you off. He still loved you. He still loved you anyway. He said he chastised those whom he loves, so don't worry. When chastisement comes, it's because he loves you, because he want to keep you on the path. So we're going to ask Pastor Donna Hawkins, she's on with us today from Paducah, Kentucky, and she'll say a prayer for the family. However, the Lord lead her. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing great. God is good. He is good, and he's good all the time. Yes, ma'am, he is. Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for waking us up and allowing us to see another new day. Father, we are so grateful that you gave us families, people who love us and people for us to love. We thank you for that. We don't take your blessings for granted, Lord. We just bless your name on this morning. So while I'm bowed, Lord, I ask a special blessing on all the fathers who are on this line today and the fathers who wanted to be here today but for some reason were not able to. Lord, I ask that you would bless them, strengthen them, keep them, Lord. Help them to be the leaders of their families that you call for them to be. Help them to be providers of their families. Help them, Lord, to love their families. And then, Lord, I ask a special blessing on the mothers. I thank you, Lord, for the gentleness that you put in mothers, Lord. So, Lord, we ask that you would bless them, keep them, Lord. Give them the wisdom and knowledge so that they'll be able to lead their family in the way that you would have them to lead their family, Lord. And then, Lord, we ask a special blessing on all the children, Lord. Lord, we know that children are a gift from you, Lord. So, Lord, help us to praise our children. Help us, Lord, to encourage our children. Help us, Lord, to love our children. And then, Lord, we ask that the children will do the same, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would touch their hearts. We ask, Lord, that you would remove any rebellion that they may have, Lord. Lord, we just that you would keep our children safe, Lord, and covered by your blood, Lord. Lord, we are grateful for the children that you've given to us, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask a special blessing on the families today. Bless all the families, Lord. Keep them in your care. We love you, Lord, and we thank you this morning for hearing our prayers. We thank you, Lord, for answering prayers. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray and for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome prayer, folks. Yeah, I tell you what, prayer changes things. We're not praying in vain. We are not praying in vain. We are praying to the Most High God. He's already answered the prayer before we called his name. But I thank God in the name of Jesus. Yep. Thank God for all that he's doing. You know, he's doing great things for his people now. He loves us so much. Yep. He keeps us on the path. We got to keep our eyes focused on him, not on these things that go. You know, there's so many things that happen in the earth. You know, we look at the news and we get disturbed. We go like, oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. Oh, no, Don't be disturbed. Don't let your peace, don't let your focus go off of the Lord. You know, we gotta keep our focus on the Lord. You know, God has a plan for each one of us, and it's a plan to prosper us. It's a plan, you know, that supersedes our plans. You know, we got earthly plans, but he got heavenly plans for us. I know we'd love to live here forever, but he has higher plans for our lives. Well, it's time to praise the Lord. I love to praise the Lord. You know that song? I love to praise his name. I love to praise his name. That's what we got to continually do. Keep praising him. Keep blessing him. Yeah. Praise is a weapon against the enemy. So let's praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath. We all got breath. We're able to praise the Lord. And let's give him exuberant praise today. You know, just let's not just give him that regular praise. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Amen. No. Let's give him exuberant praise today. That kind of praise that I'm telling you, oh, my God, that's going to cause this, you know, him to, yeah, that's my child down there on the earth. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's Pastor Donna. Yeah, they praising me over there. You know, let God hear your praise. Let him be, you know, wow, look at that. That praise is coming higher. So let's get an exuberant praise today. Pastor Donna Hawkins is going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning again, Pastor Donna. You know she lives in Paducah, Kentucky, way up, you know, up north, near Ohio. Sometimes it gets cold, but sometimes it gets hot up there, too. We thank God for her. He's going to sing a song of praise this morning. Good morning again, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. It's 61 degrees here, a little bit cloudy. We're supposed to have rain today, but it's supposed to be great tomorrow, so that is fine. Whatever the Lord says is fine. It's fine. It's fine. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. For he's my rock. He's my rock. Yes, he is my rock, my sword and shield. He's a will. He's a will.
In the middle
of the will, I know he'll never, no, he'll never, never let me down. He's just a jewel. He's just a jewel that I have found. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. For he's my rock, yes, he is my rock, my sword and shield. He's a will, he's a will. In the middle of a will, I know he'll never, never let me down. He's just a jewel that I have found. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise in the morning. I love to praise at noonday. I love to praise in the evening. I love to praise his holy name. Amen.
Hey, that's what we love to do. Yeah, we love to praise his name. He's our rock, our sword, our shield. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna Hawkins. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen, amen. You know, she's the pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. And they love to praise his name. They love to praise his name. Amen, amen. Well, you know what? We have a very precious, precious young woman on here. She turned 85 yesterday, Mother Fanny. So I'm going to unmute all the lines. We're going to sing happy birthday to Mother Fanny. 85. God gives life, abundant life. So thank God for her abundant life.
Amen.
And she is so happy and shouting. So on the count of three, let's all sing happy birthday. One, two, three.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Aunt Fanny. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
See, she didn't think she was going to be able to get on, but the Lord made a way for her to get on.
Thank God for Jesus. My God, he gave me another year.
Yes.
The Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen, amen. So what are you going to sing for your birthday today, Mother Fanny?
Shine on me.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah.
for me. Shine on me. Let the light from the light out shine on me. Oh, let it shine on me. Please, Jesus, let it shine on me. Let that light, that holy light, from the lighthouse shine on me. Amazing grace, how sweet is sound and say a rest like me. I was alone, but now I'm blind. But now I see. Oh, let it shine on me. Lord, let it shine on me. Let that light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Well.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Awesome, awesome. We love you. Oh, my. You're an amazing woman of God. And we just, oh, my God, we love you so much. We thank God for you and for the gift of it. Yes. And amen. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She and we got family on here. She's cousin of Pastor Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. Everything sounds wonderful today. Everybody's praising him. My cousin sung the song I wanted to sing, but I said, if she don't sing it, I'm going to sing it. I love to praise.
Amen.
But she did a great job. Well, that was fine. So I said, I sing something. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a holy God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a holy God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a holy God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. The angels bow before him, and heaven and earth adore him. And what a righteous God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him, and heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Oh, my God. That was awesome. What a mighty God we serve. Shine on me. We want the light from the lighthouse to shine on us. And we thank God. We love to praise his name. He's awesome. Why wouldn't we praise God like that? Amen, amen. Well, we have another young woman on here. She's younger than the other one. She's 99 from Athens, Georgia. Going to sing a song for us this morning. Yeah, so God gives her strength. He heals that voice as she sings praises. Good morning, Mother Ludell.
Good morning. Oh, I'm sort of host this morning, but I'm going to do something. I'm sort of host this morning. Yes, ma'am, but I'm going to do something.
Is all right?
All right.
Yep.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me, walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. Walk upon it. Teach us your way. I want you there. Just walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Just hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Just hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
Rise up on it. On this teacher, surely. I want Jesus just to hold my hand. Guide my feet, Lord. Guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Just guide my feet. While I'm on it, on this teacher, Jordan, I want Jesus just to hold my hand. You held my mother's hand. Oh, yes, you did. You held my mother's hand. Just hold my hand. Why I'm on it. Only Jesus,
surely.
I want Jesus just to hold my hand. Walk with me, Lord. Just walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Why I'm on it. Oh, yes, Jesus, on it. I want Jesus just to walk with me. Faith, walk with my Father. Oh, yes, walk with me. You walked with my father. Please walk with me. While I'm on this, oh yeah. Jesus, surely. I want Jesus just to walk with me. I'm sorry, I'm host this morning, ladies. Miss G.
Mother,
uh-huh.
That was an awesome song. I thank God for you. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Oh, my God. I pray when I get your age, the Lord spare me, I'll be able to continually sing, and he'll walk with me.
Mm-hmm.
And a praise heaven.
Thank you.
I thank God for you.
I pray that God will let you live there. To get there.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All of you. All of you.
Amen. Thank you so much. I received that blessing. Amen. Well, that's what we want the Lord to walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light. We don't know the way. Don't you know we don't know the way? We could be like dumb sheep, going, all of us going astray. We could be blind. Meek blind. You know, we all could fall in a ditch. But when Jesus walks with us, he leads us in the process. He leads us in the way we should go. Well, we got to drop what the way we think. Yeah, you know, we got to think on those things that he wants us to think on, things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are lovely, things that are of a good report, those things that are praiseworthy. We can't keep repeating what happened on Channel 4, Channel 9, Channel 46, whatever. We can't keep repeating that. No, we got to repeat the good news of the gospel. Lord, oh, we thank you, Jesus, for this is the day that you have made. We got to continually, speak the word over every situation. We got to speak the word over every situation. Lord, I thank you that I'm healed by your son. Lord, I thank you that I'm the head and not the tail. And you know the word. Speak the word. Don't be saying, oh, yeah, my toe hurts. Say, no, in the name of Jesus, my toe's healed. Yeah, we got to speak the word. Well, we're going to continue on in song this morning. We have Minister Gloria Dean Shiloh with us from Marrero, Louisiana. We praise and thank God for her, mighty woman of God. We got mighty men and women of God on here with us today. We are blessed, of the Lord. Yeah. So we can congregate together over the radio. God made a way. You know, he knew about radios before the foundation of the earth. Don't you think a radio, it's not new to God. Nothing. He gave the first person who made the radio, he gave them that idea. He's a creative God. You know how he is. He said, oh, yeah, I know they're going to be on the radio, you know, coming up. So let me make a way for them to get on there ahead of time. And then he said, okay, now, not just the box radio, but the internet radio. So he made a way. He knew we were going to be on today. Don't you think it's not a secret to him? No, indeed. Well, good morning, Minister Glory Dean. How are you this morning? Uh-oh, let me see. She was on here. Minister Glory Dean, are you on? I got all the lines unmuted. I don't know. Well, she may not be on right now. I called her early this morning. She had some electrical problems at her house. She said it was thundered and lightning so bad there that part of her house, the electricity went off in some room. So she may not have been able to, you know, to stay on this morning with us. I think she came on early. I saw her number on. But, you know, they may be fixing it at this point, but we'll just pray for her, Father. In the name of Jesus, we lift up your servant, Glory Dean Charlotte, Lord. And, Lord, you are her light. You are her lamp. And I thank you, Lord God, for fixing the electrical problems where she lives in the building, the whole area, anyone who was affected by the storm that came into the New Orleans area, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to move by your spirit. Send help in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for all of them, especially your servant, Glory Dean Charlotte, Lord God. So faithful to you, oh God, who would have been here if she could have been on, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, she's a woman of integrity. She keeps her word. So we thank God for her in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the word of God says his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. Our speaker is a mighty man of God who's been preaching the word since he was a young man. Like Timothy, he preaches, teaches, lives God's word. Growing up, people thought that they were seeing double, but his mother had two male children, Keith and Kevin Boyd, the preaching, singing twins. They both love the Lord. They both obey the word of God. They both live righteous, holy lives. I thank God for Bishop Keith Boyd, our speaker. He's a young man married to Lady Kendra Boyd. They have three beautiful children. Bishop Boyd is a Bible scholar, a great man of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God's word. So we thank God for him. We're going to ask, I believe Minister Vivian is on here this morning. Good morning, Minister Vivian.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you pray for Pastor Boyd this morning? He's about ready to speak as soon as you finish praying.
Praise God. Father God, we just thank you for Minister Boyd this morning, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have invested in him, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace upon him, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, oh God, that it is embedded deep down in his heart, oh God. Lord, that it may flow out and give to others, oh God. Father God, that they may be filled with the Spirit, oh God. That they may be filled, oh God, with the joy that you give, oh God. Continue to crown him, oh God, with wisdom and knowledge, but most of all, understanding, God. Thank you for your leadership in him, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, as he speaks your word, oh God, he speaks it from the oracles of heaven, oh God. Oh, God, that, oh God, your people may be blessed, oh God. Father God, continue, oh God, to walk with him, talk with him. Oh, God, thank you for his family, oh God. Continue to surround them, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for him, oh God, that you have chosen him for such a time as this, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, oh God, as he speaks your word this morning, many will hear. Many will, oh God, Father God, let it soak in, oh God. And, oh God, wash them with the word of God from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome, powerful prayer. Thank you, woman of God. Well, we got Bishop Boyd on with us this morning. Keith Boyd. Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
Good morning, woman of God. I'm well. The Lord is good to me.
Amen.
Yes. Glory to God. We are just glad to be here. Thank God. And, I don't want to jump in too quick. I want to make sure that you said what you need to say.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. We thank God for all the people of God being on the phone on this broadcast, and we give God great praise. I want to give a quick shout out to Pastor Alfred Jordan. I invited him to join us today, and I want to give a shout out to Elder Leggett. Hallelujah to God. He's my partner. He sends me the word every day. And I thank God for him. He has also been invited to chime in, and I just thank God for those two men of God covering me in prayer. My assignment is strenuous. We were under tornado watch, and the weather and the wind blew through this place all night long, and I wasn't certain what we were going to find when we got up this morning. Everything was covered with water, but they had enough pathway for me to make my way to the place where I could prepare and get ready for this encounter. And I want to thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for Minister G. Thank God for all the people of God that are on this line. Thank God for those young women that sang those songs of praise. Hallelujah to God. Y'all had me over here getting excited. I thank God for everything that preceded us. For the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And then the next part of the verse says, then God said. And so a lot of times people wonder why they don't get a word from God. It's because before God speaks, God likes to move. Hallelujah to God. And so when we have those kinds of songs of Zion and those kind of testimonies and those kinds of encounters, it causes God to move. And after God moves, then God is ready to say something. Glory to God. And so we're grateful that the move of God has already preceded us. And I believe that now God wants to say something. And God said, let there be light. And so we pray that the light would come on. I know Minister G had mentioned to me, and I had the prospect of teaching a lesson that I taught a while ago. It was called the Power of Good Understanding. Glory to God. And so in my prayer time and in my consecration, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to do an adequate job. Hallelujah. I'm going to do what God tells me to do, and it's going to be sufficient unto the need. When I say not adequate, it's because I'm not going to have the time to dissect all the things I'm going to open up. But I want to challenge you to open up your spirit, receive the word of God, and it'll be something that can marinate with you all week long. I want to take my text from the book of Psalms, chapter 17. Glory to God. The book of Psalms, chapter 17. The Bible says, I'll read two verses in the book of Psalms, chapter 17, verse 15, and then I'll go to chapter 27 and read verse 4, then I'll give you my dissertation and get on out of the way. Hallelujah to God. The Bible says in Psalm 17 and verse 15, it says, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. Hallelujah. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Let me read that one more time. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Hallelujah to God. Psalm chapter 27 and verse number 4 says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Psalm 17, 15, one more time. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. I want to talk this morning for a few minutes on the very simple subject, satisfied too soon. I want to talk to us about being satisfied too soon. Father, we thank you now. We ask, oh God, that you would lend your anointing to our efforts. Let it be my voice, God, but your word. Speak to your people now, oh God. Teach us to listen. Teach us to hear, oh God. We thank you now that faith is coming into our spirits, God. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We thank you now for all that you're doing. Thank you for the visionary, God, that has facilitated this meeting. We give you glory, honor, and praise. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I shall be satisfied when I awake with your likeness. Hallelujah to God. The Bible is real clear. We go to Genesis chapter 1. The Bible says, and God said in verse 26, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Hallelujah to God. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah to God. I want to suggest to us that there is a place that we've got to get to, and I'm going to go to Exodus chapter 33 in a little while for those of you that want to boot up and be ready. Glory to God. But David says, he says, as for me, I want to behold your face in righteousness. If you're going to behold his face in righteousness, that's a commitment to live right so that you can stand in the presence of God. It said, none but the righteous shall see God. Hallelujah. No sin can stand in his presence. And so we've got to live in such a way that we can stand in the presence of God. And then he said, I shall be satisfied when I awake with your likeness. Glory to God. And I want to suggest to everybody on the line, young and old, glory to God, that sometimes we get satisfied too soon. Glory to God. David said, I'm not going to be satisfied just because you made me king. I ain't going to be satisfied just because you gave me wealth and riches. I ain't going to be satisfied because my son was the wisest man ever lived. He said, but I shall be satisfied when I wake just like God. Hallelujah to God. One thing have I desired. The problem in the church is that our focus is too divided. We got to get to the point that we sum it down to one thing. Hallelujah to God. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. Glory to God. What I'm about to do, I'm about to get after God. In fact, there was one song where David said, as the deer panteth for the brooks of water, so my soul longeth after thee. He said, Lord, I desire you above my necessary food in Psalm 119. Glory to God. We got to get to the point that God, our desire for him is paramount and preeminent in our lives to the extent that we've got a single focus, everything, and I know I got to work and I got to take care of my family and I got to go to church and I got to do all these things, but my focus has got to be condensed to one thing have I desired, and that's the one thing I'm going to seek after. So everything else that I do is going to have to fit into the scope of that one thing. I got to go to work because I got to be able to provide for my family, because God said if I don't do that, then I've denied the faith and I'm worse than an infidel. But my focus is not work. My focus is pleasing God. And in pleasing God, he tells me that I got to work so I can do the things he called me to do. I'm going to church, but church is not my preeminent thing. Fraternization and meeting with the saints, all that's good. But my real reason for going is there's one thing I've desired of the Lord. That's what I'm seeking after. Glory to God. And I'm suggesting to everybody on this line that sometimes we have said that our desire was to be more like the Lord, to seek him and to awake with his likeness. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, sometimes we get to the point we move from the state of being lost, hallelujah to God, to coming and becoming acquainted with God, and we do what's called go to church, glory to God. And we move from obscurity to religion, glory to God. But God's highest pleasure is not for us to be religious. In fact, Jesus didn't come to provide a religion. He came to provide us the kingdom. He came to provide us relationship with the King. I'm getting excited now. Glory to God. He came to show us that we can get back to the dominion that he promised Adam in those very verses that I was reading in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 7. He said, I want you to have dominion over everything. The fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle, the earth. Glory to God. Every creeping thing that creepeth upon earth. Now I want us to go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. It says, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So God had a dual purpose. He said, I'm going to make man in my image, and I'm going to give man my likeness. Hallelujah to God. The problem with that is, Minister G, when God gets to verse 27, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Glory to God. His purpose was due. I'm going to make man in my image, and I want man to have my likeness. But the conclusion of the verse says, God made man in his image, but we see nothing or we hear nothing of the likeness of God. And so I want to suggest to you that if you can see, the image is to look like a thing. The likeness is to be like the thing that you look like. Well, I just said a mouthful there. I hope you got it. Glory to God. I said the image of a thing is to look like the thing. But the likeness of the thing is to possess the qualities of that thing that you look like. The truth is, you can look like something but not be it. Lord have mercy. You can look like something but have a total different demeanor, a total different character. Two things can look just alike and be totally different. Hallelujah to God. And so what God did, he gave us our image, but look at the suggestion that God made. In Genesis 1:26, he said we're going to do two things. We're going to make man in our image and after our likeness. We're not going to give him our likeness. We're going to give him the propensity to chase it down. Lord have mercy. God didn't give you his likeness. Now, for clarity's sake, let me go to Genesis chapter 5, verse number 1. Says, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God, made he him. So I want to rightly divide the word of God. I want to be biblically correct. And so I said in Genesis 1, 26 and 7, God said, I'm going to want to make man in my image and after my likeness. But the conclusion was that God made him, created him in his image, but we don't see that the likeness was perfected. But now Genesis 5 says, God did put the propensity of his likeness inside of every human. So there's a propensity inside of you to become just like God. But God said, I'm not going to give that to you. I'm going to give you the desire to go after it. Glory to God. It's kind of like y'all, everybody on this line is pretty familiar with the fact that the Bible is clear. When the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 14, it says, God, back, let me turn there. Hallelujah to God. I'm about to quote it, but I want to make sure I read it correctly. Glory to God. 1 Samuel chapter number 13, God told us what his objective was. God said, what I want to do, I want to find somebody. Verse number, 1 Samuel 13 and 14 says, but now the kingdom, thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord had sought him a man after his own heart. And the Lord had commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord had commanded thee. God is telling Saul, You can't be my point man no more. Glory to God. God is telling Saul, I got to strip from you the dominion that I gave you because you didn't follow a path that was not consistent with what I wanted. Glory to God. But what are you looking for, God? I'm looking for somebody that's after my own heart. Now, you know, when we get to Psalm chapter 78, I could have went to 1 Samuel, I could have went to Judges, I could have went to all of these books and proved that the man God was looking for was the one called David. You know, the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. But I want to clarify it in Psalm 78. Verse number 7, it says, he chose David also his servant and took him from the sheepfold. From following the ewes, great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. Verse 72 is very important. It says, so he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Lord have mercy. If you're going to maintain and you're going to attain the likeness of God, if you're going to ever arrive where God wants you to go, you're going to have two things. You got to have integrity of heart, and you got to have the skillfulness of hands. Now, here's what I got to tell you. Skill can be taught, but integrity got to be inbred. Integrity got to be born in there. Glory to God. Integrity got to be something that's got to be on the inside of you. And so you can take a person, you can teach them the skill, but they've got to be around something long enough to inherently adopt the integrity of heart. Glory to God. And God said, I'm choosing David because he got skillfulness of hands, but he also got integrity of heart. Now let's be clear. The Bible calls David a man after God's own heart. That can't mean that David had God's full likeness in the beginning, because we know David saw man's wife and desired her. We know that David had that man killed. Y'all ain't ready. We know that David numbered the people when God told him don't do it. Glory to God. So David was not a man after God's own heart because he was perfect, but David was a man that went after God's heart. And that's what God said about his likeness. He said, let's make man in our image, but let's make him after our likeness. Glory to God. You're never going to arrive at the likeness of God unless you go after it. Lord, I'm starting to feel you. Glory to God. And so we got to get to the point that we go after the likeness of God. Don't be satisfied just to look like it. Don't be satisfied because people pat you on the back and say, oh, you sound like him. Glory to God. You got to say, one thing have I desired, and that will I seek after. Glory to God. I can't get comfortable just looking like him. I got to be like him. Glory to God. I got to inherently become what God is. I got to get myself to the point and place that when people see me, they don't see me. Lord have mercy. I want people to look at me and see him. Paul said in Galatians chapter, hallelujah to God, chapter 4, and Paul says, he said, I got to tell you, he said, the life that I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God. He said, I know y'all looking at me and thinking I did all this by myself, but I didn't do this by myself, glory to God. He said, there's something on the inside that's working on the outside. Now, when we get to the Bible, you Bible scholars, I don't want to belabor the time. There are seven feasts in the Bible. You got Passover, you got the Feast of Unleavened Bread. You got the Feast of Passover, first of all. You got the Feast of Unleavened Bread, secondarily. Thirdly, you got the Feast of First Fruits. Then you got the Feast of Pentecost. You got the Feast of Trumpets. You got the Day of Atonement. And you got the Feast of Tabernacles. Seven feasts. There are only three major feasts. That would be Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to do this in cliff notes because I got to go. Hallelujah to God. Passover is when God qualified you to have relationship with him. Passover is when he got rid of the thing that would separate you from him. No sin can dwell in the presence of God, and all have sinned. And so, consequently, all of us would be disqualified from the one thing that we've desired. And that will we seek after, that we may dwell in the house of the Lord, because you can't dwell there with sin on. Glory to God. And so what God had to do, he had to perform what he called the Passover. And so what God did, he told him, I want you to get a lamb, a spotless lamb. Glory to God. I want you to get a lamb that's unblemished. I want you to get a young lamb. Glory to God. And y'all know who the lamb was, because John stepped up the dusty streets of Jerusalem. Jerusalem when Jesus was walking and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." And Jesus was the Passover, glory to God. But the Passover is when you took that lamb and you had to kill that lamb and drain the blood from the lamb and put the blood on the doorpost and on the two lintels. And God said, when the death angel comes through, if he sees the blood, there'll be a Passover. Glory to God. And so, but the problem is there's some people in God's economy who get satisfied too soon. They're grateful that God forgave their sins and overlooked their faults and drew them into covenant with him, and they're satisfied, but you hadn't arrived yet. Passover is a blessing. It qualifies you that you didn't have to die. Passover is what we call the mercy of God. A lot of times we get excited and we talk about the grace of God. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. Kari in the Greek. It means when God gives you something you didn't deserve. Glory to God. For God to give you something you didn't deserve is a blessing, but a greater blessing is for God not to give you what you were supposed to get. That's called mercy. Glory to God. It was mercy that allows you to live long enough to enjoy grace. Glory to God. And so mercy is the thing that when you were supposed to die, mercy said, let him live. That's a step above grace. Y'all ain't ready. Glory to God. And so sometimes we talk about thank God for grace, but I'm telling you, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, that would be mercy, come over here, is eternal life. Glory to God. And so the wages of sin, God's economy said every sinner ought to die. And since we were all born in sin, shaping in iniquity, we should have been born and we should have died. Glory to God. But thank God for mercy. Mercy stood up and said, don't kill him. Mercy stood up and said, don't destroy her. Mercy stood up and said, let them live. Mercy said, give them another chance. Glory to God. And so don't get satisfied because God extended mercy, because mercy is not the greatest fulfillment of what he wants you to do. God wants you, see, the Passover is in the temple. It was called the outer court. It would be synonymous with the outer court. The temple had three parts. You had the outer court, you had the inner court, or the holy place, and then you had the most holy place, or the holy of holies. Glory to God. Now you got to understand, I'm going to do this quickly because this is a college course, but I'm going to give it in remedial form. The thing you got to understand is that in the outer court, sometimes there are people who have been coming to church for years. Glory to God. Thank God for these seasoned women of God, 99 years old and in their 90s and 80s and so forth, who have patterned for us the fact that you got to keep on pursuing. Don't get satisfied just being a church member. Don't get satisfied just being on the rolls. Don't get satisfied being an auxiliary leader. Don't be satisfied just because you're the pastor or the leader. Glory to God. Rise and say, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that's what I'm about to get after. I got to be like him. Glory to God. I don't want to just have his image. I want to have God's likeness. I want to be just like him. Glory to God. And so what happens is there are people that's been in church all their life and have never been beyond the outer court. Lord have mercy. See the outer courts, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. In the outer court, they take the oxen and put it on the altar and slice its throat, and the fire comes down and consumes the sacrifices. And there's a lot of things going on in the outer court, and it can get so mesmerizing and so exciting, you'll get stuck in the outer court, but that's not where the glory is. Hallelujah to God. You'll get so entangled with seeing all the workings of the outer court, you'll forget to go in so you can dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory to God. The outer court is where God gives us admission. The outer court is where he consumes the sacrifice. The outer court is where he grabs you in and gives you a position in the kingdom. Glory to God. But the outer court is not where you can have intimacy with God. It's only where you qualify for such intimacy. And some people have gotten to the outer court. They got church membership. They shook the preacher's hand. They got excited. But I'm telling you, you got satisfied too soon. Glory to God. You got his image, but I'm telling you, go after his likeness. I'm telling you, don't stop till you just like him. Glory to God. I'm telling you, don't be satisfied just to be in the kingdom. You got to demand that you a son, a daughter of God. I want to be royal. I want to be just like my father. Hallelujah to God. And so Passover is a good thing because it qualifies you not. It got you beyond the penalty of sin. It qualifies you to live, but you can't live in the outer court. You got to go in the holy place. That would be the place called Pentecost. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, Acts chapter 2, glory to God, they were in one place, one accord. And I know all these things. And so, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing, mighty wind, and it set upon each of them. And the Holy Ghost came into place, and folks received the Spirit of God on the inside of them. Colossians 1:27, it says, there's a mystery that God had hid for years. It's called Christ in you, the hope of glory. Boy, that's the word there. The hope of glory. I'm going to put a pin right there. I'm coming right back to it. But see, there's some people, and there's movements that were created by Pentecost. In fact, I ascribe to the Pentecostal movement. I'm Pentecostal in my experience. I'm apostolic in my doctrine. Glory to God. I preach what the apostles preach, and I got the same experience that they had on the day of Pentecost. I'm baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and filled with the Spirit of God. Evidence of speaking in other tongues, glory to God, as the Spirit gave utterance. And so all of these things are prevalent in my life, but God's highest pleasure for me is not Pentecost. Pentecost is nice. It's part of my fibers. It's part of my roots, but it is not the goal. The goal is to tabernacle with the Lord, glory to God. And so there's a lot of people that's been in the outer court, and some have even pressed their way into the holy place, but they get so comfortable, they say, my God is nice in this holy place, and so they get satisfied too soon, and they forget there's another place called the Holies of Holies. That's where you tabernacle with the Lord. The word tabernacle is for God to come and dwell with you, to take up his abode with you, to live with you, glory to God. And that's why there's some people, the only time they find peace is in the temple. Because that's the only place they got a connection to God. But I'm telling you, you need a sanctuary at your house. Glory to God. You need a tabernacle in your bedroom. Y'all ain't ready. You need somewhere you can meet with God and tabernacle with him at your own premises. Glory to God. When you come to church, it ought to just reinforce what you already have at home. I got to move. I'm losing time. Thank you, Lord God. And so the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7:29, let's do this. I said we were going to Exodus 33. Let's go there so I can dissect this. Minister G, don't hold this against me. It's going to seem like I'm digressing, but I'm going to tie it all together in just a few minutes. I know my time is almost gone. I'm circling the runway right now. Glory to God.
Take your
the Bible
time.
Says in Exodus chapter. Say it again.
Take your time.
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. I just want to be respectful. I'm trying to make sure that I'm communicating and everybody is getting it. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 33, Moses comes before God. He's having an encounter with God because the Bible tells us that Moses went into the temple, into the tabernacle, rather. There was no temple there. There was a God said, he told Abraham, don't draw your stakes too deep. Don't get too rooted because I'm taking you to a place that I'm going to show you. Glory to God. Now, I ain't got time to digress to that right now, but in Genesis chapter 12, we are introduced to Abraham when the Bible says, God said to Abraham, get out your country, leave your father's house, get away from your kindred, go to a land that I will show you. Glory to God. And sometimes we read that and we get excited, but the truth is that's an indictment. Because if you back up to chapter number 11, you're going to find out that Abraham had a father whose name was Terah. And the Bible says that God told Terah in Genesis chapter number 11, the latter part of the chapter, it says God told Terah, I want you to go to Haran. I want you to go to Canaan. In chapter 11, verse 31, Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, his son, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, and his son Abram's wife. And they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there. God didn't get them to get to Haran and dwell there. Now if you, I know I'm going to open up a can that I can't deal with. Now, you got to understand, Terah had three sons. One's name was Nahor, one name was Haran, and one name was Abram. Now, Haran died, glory to God. And so Terah goes on this journey to go to Canaan, which is where God told him to go. And he comes to a sentimental place. He comes to a city called Haran, the same name of the son that he had lost, the same name of the thing that he wished he could have back. Glory to God. And I want to say to somebody, sometimes the devil gets you satisfied too soon by getting you to latch on to sentimental things that are nice, but they're not God's highest pleasure. It's nice to go to Pentecost, but that ain't tabernacles. Glory to God. Passover is the outer court. Pentecost is the holy place. Tabernacles is the holies of holies. Your goal is not to get to the outer court or even the holy place. Your goal is to get where the glory is, to get where God is, and that is in the holies of holies. That's in the tabernacle of God. And so Terah comes to Haran, and sentimentally, he gets there. God told him, you don't need no house, just take a tent. But the Bible says he got there and dwelt there. Now, the scripture says he left the Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. But verse 32 says, and the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. He got satisfied too soon. He died outside of the promise. The promise was Canaan. He got to Haran and settled down. The Bible said he lived 205 long years, but he never made it to the promise. And I'm telling you, I don't want you to be satisfied too soon. Exodus chapter 33, I'm back. Hallelujah to God. The Lord spake unto Moses, verse number 11, face to face, as a man speak to his friends. He turned again to the camp, and his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Moses said unto the Lord, and so I got to cut through this for the sake of time. Moses said, God, all I want to know is that you with me. I want my highest pleasure to be that I got God walking with me. Glory to God. He said, he said, I know you by name, and you found grace in my sight. That's what God told Moses. He said, Moses, you my friend. I know you by name, and you found grace in my sight. But Moses said in verse number 13, he said, God, well, I tell you what, I'm glad that I found grace in your sight. But if I really found grace in your sight, this is what I want you to do. Show me your way. Lord, have mercy. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that shall I seek after, that I might dwell. If you're going to dwell in God's presence, you're going to have to know God's way. Why you got to know it, Bishop, so you can do it? Hallelujah to God. It's hard to do what you don't know. Glory to God. And so you got to know God's way so that you can do God's way. And when you do God's way, God will give you admittance into the tabernacle. Hallelujah to God. Moses said, Lord, show me your way, that I may know thee. See, if I'm going to know you, I got to know your way. He said, that I may find grace in your sight and consider this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee and I will give thee rest. When you get to know God, you're going to go to Matthew chapter 28 and 11. Come unto me, all you that labor. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah to God. But the Bible says in verse 29, it says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. See, when you learn of God, he don't have to give you rest. You can find it for yourself. The Bible says, you shall find rest unto your own soul. Glory to God. I'm conflating things. Let me get back to my subject. Hallelujah. He says, if I found grace in your sight, show me your way, that I may know you, that I may find grace in your sight. And consider this nation. God said, my presence is going to go with you, and I'm going to give you rest. And Moses said, if your presence is not going with me, then I don't want to go. And I'm telling you, don't get satisfied too soon. God, I don't want to be rich if I got to be rich without you. I'm satisfied too soon. I don't want to be famous if my fame is outside of you. I'm satisfied too soon. I don't want to be the boss, God, if I lose connection with you. I'm satisfied too soon. I want to stop and wait on God. And wherever you take me, God, I want to tabernacle with you. I'm glad that you passed over. And I'm glad that you gave me Pentecost. And I'm glad that you gave me an atonement and the feast of trumpets and unleavened bread. I'm glad that you gave me the first fruit, God. I'm glad for all these things, but most of all, I want you to tabernacle with me. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and I'm going after with everything in me, God. I thank you that you gave me your image, but God, now I've got to get after your likeness. I got to wake up like you. Hallelujah to God. I don't want to just look like you. I want to be like you. I don't want folks to say, he almost like, no, I want to be just like God. I want to be a man after God's own heart. David wasn't a man just like God's heart, but he was a man that went after God's heart. And I'm telling you, God is looking for somebody that wants to go after him. Thank you, Lord. Now we got to get back. He said unto him, if your presence ain't going, then I'm not going. But I want you to see something. Moses does something that was real dangerous. He gets to the point. He says, and he gets to verse 16. He said, it shall be known that I'm your people, and you found grace in my sight. When you go, so shall we be separated, and I and thy people from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. I'm going to separate you and make people know that my grace is upon you. I'm going to separate you and make people know that I'm with you. And verse 17, and the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Then Moses gets greedy in verse number 18, and he said, I beseech thee, I beg you, I implore you, please, God, show me your glory. Hallelujah. Now, I said, Minister G, that it was going to seem like I'm digressing because I'm going to take a little trip, but I usually come back. Glory to God. The thing is, now the Bible says, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you. And I'm going to proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. And I will show mercy unto whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me. That's what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to tell you, if you're going to see God's glory, the only way you're going to see it, you got to be by him. Glory to God. But now I got to, if you go back to Exodus 33, I ain't got time to do an adequate job. But in the beginning, in the earlier verses of the chapter, it says Moses went up to the mountain, and the mountain began to smoke. And the Bible says, I want to find this one thing so you don't think I'm just talking. Glory to God. That the Bible says the Bible talks about there was a mist near the tabernacle. I'm looking for the, all right, verse number 9. It came to pass Moses entered into the tabernacle, a cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And that goes along with Isaiah chapter 6, where the Bible says the glory had filled the house, and the Bible says there was smoke that came from under the doors, such that the priest could not stand the minister. And sometimes people get it twisted. They get confused, and they go to church, and they say, girl, the glory cloud was in the church. The glory has nothing to do with smoke or has nothing to do with mist. The glory is defined as the full potential of God. I'm going to give us a remedial course real quick. Show me your glory, God. What Moses was really saying was show me the full potential of what you can do. Lord, show me what you can do with my life. Show me what you can take a stutterer and turn him into. Show me what you can take somebody that was a heathen worshiper and turn his life into. Show me your glory. The word in the Hebrew is the word kabod. It means to be weighty. Hallelujah to God. You know, sometimes we say, boy, we hear a professor, somebody that's got great education, and they give us a dissertation, and we leave, we say, boy, that Minister G, she heavy. Glory to God. Boy, she deep. That means she got glory. She got weight. Glory to God. Now, the word kabod, the weightiness means it's got displacement properties. What you mean, Bishop? If you take a big stone, a 100-pound boulder, and drop it off in Lake Pontchartrain, drop it off in Lake Michigan, when the weight of the stone hits the water, it's got displacement capacity. It moves the water out the way to make room for the thing that's heavier. And so the word glory doesn't mean that it's not something to boast on, but that's why the Bible says, God said, one thing I won't share with you is my glory. Lord have mercy. I'm going to do some stuff through you. And the problem is, when I do it through you, it's going to look like you doing it. But I'm going to trust you to give me the glory. Hallelujah to God. I got to hurry. Vine says that the word glory is a word called Tiferet. Hallelujah to God. It means glory and beauty in the Hebrew. Glory to God. It distinct. God said, I'm going to give Aaron and the priest some robes. And Exodus 28:2 says, the robes are going to be for beauty and for glory. Hallelujah. They're going to look good, but I didn't give them to you so you can look good. I gave them to you so I can show my potential through you. I gave them to you so you can be beautiful, but people can see that you can get something done. But the only problem is, I need you to give the glory back to me. I tell people all over the country, God will use you as long as you allow him to have the glory. Hallelujah to God. Don't get it wrong now. Sometimes the people on the phone, they sing and they use their gift, and it's all right. People will tell you, oh, that was a beautiful song. And it's all right to enjoy the accolades of men. The Bible says in John chapter 12, verse 41 and 42, it says, in that day there were many that did not go in to the presence of God. Why, Bishop? Because they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Let me tell everybody on the line something. We all love the praise of men. In fact, the praise of men is instrumental in reassuring that we continue to do the things that we've been doing. It's something. Every now and then, I like to call Minister G and say, I appreciate the ministry that you have. I'm not trying to steal God's glory. I'm trying to encourage the woman of God. If the Bible didn't say they didn't go in because they loved the praise of men, the Bible said their problem was they loved it more than the praise of God. It's all right to enjoy the praise of men, but you can't put it above the praise of God. And when somebody tell you, sang your song and did a great job, it's all right to say thank you. You ain't got to be super modest and say, oh, no, that was God. No, it wasn't God. It was you. We heard you. It was you that sang that song. I heard the mother Mother said her voice was hoarse. And if she can sing that good hoarse, you know what she can do when the anointing fall on her. She got a full artillery. Glory to God. So we thank God, but it's all right to compliment and say, Mother, we thank you for the song that you blessed us with. But Mother's got enough sense. She's been living long enough, and she got enough sense to know that she's going to point the glory back to God. Why? Because she wants God to tabernacle with her. I got to go. I done beat a dead horse long enough. In the book of Isaiah, the Bible says, and the glory filled the house such that the priest could not minister. In Isaiah chapter 6, and sometimes people get the glory mixed up with smoke, and they get the glory mixed up with all of these things. But the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 and 9, it said, wisdom adds to your glory. In Proverbs 16 and 31, it says, the gray hair adds a crown of glory. Hallelujah to God. In Isaiah 62 and 3, it says, righteous living will add to your glory. What you mean, Bishop? It's going to add to your potential and to the potential that God can pull out of you. Every time the place in the earth that has the most glory is a place that you wouldn't suspect. It ain't at the church. It ain't even at the Fortune 500 company. The place with the most glory is the graveyard. Hallelujah to God. There's a lot of potential that's been buried. Put a headstone by it. They got books that were never written. Songs that were never sang. Y'all ain't ready. Glory to God. They got sermons that nobody ever preached in the graveyard. They got businesses that nobody ever started. Hallelujah to God. And God said, I don't want to be the God of the dead. I want to be the God of the living. I want you to give yourself to me so I can put my glory in you and pull your full potential out. Hallelujah to God. I'm coming in for landing now. Hallelujah to God. And so when we say glory, we're not talking about something mystical. We're not talking about something far out. I ain't got time to exegete this properly, Minister G, so forgive me, woman of God. But there's a whole lot of things I can say about glory, but my time has gotten away from me. So what I want to do is get back to my premise. I want to enlighten upon us that the Moses says, God, show me your glory. God said, look, I can't let you see my face because you can't see my face and live. See, you can't see my, he said, no man has seen me and live. Glory to God. In fact, if I'm going to put you in the cliffs of the rock, and I'm going to let you see my hind parts. I'm going to let you see my back parts. Glory to God. And so in verse 23 in Exodus 33, he said, now God don't have no front or back. What God was talking about, he said, Moses, I'm going to let you see things that predate you. I'm going to let you see what's already gone. See, God's back part is the past. Hallelujah to God. It's stuff that's already gone. You weren't even here to see it. Isn't it amazing that Moses can write about, he can write about different, he can write about Joseph, and he can write about different things, and these people predate Moses. Moses wasn't even born yet because God let him see his back part. God, in the beginning, God created the heavens. How do you know that, Moses? Because God let me see behind him. Glory to God. How do you know that the firmament was out, and God divided the firmament from the waters, God? How do you know all that, Moses? Because God let me see behind him. How do you know that God, on the first day he did this and the second day he did that? Where were you, Moses? And Moses said, I wasn't there, but God let me see behind. Hallelujah to God. Now, as I hasten to a close, Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 29 says, lo, this only have I found, that God has made man upright. Every man that God made, he put a righteous seed in him. Hallelujah to God. But the Bible says, at the end of the verse says, but they have sought out many inventions. God put righteousness in you. God put the propensity to let glory shine through you. I'm getting the feedback in the phone. I don't know what that is. Glory to God.
Yeah, I hear it.
All right, let me
try to get rid of it.
All right. It says, this also have I found, that God had made man upright. God puts the righteous seed in every man, but you got to understand there's a battle that goes on in every person. Glory to God. Paul said it like this, when I would do good, evil is always present. Y'all ain't helping me. Glory to God. And I know there's somebody on this phone, you like to think that ever since you got saved, you don't have no evil propensities. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, your spirit is saved, but your flesh is still reckless. Your spirit is saved, but your mind and your will and your emotions and your intellect and your imagination, that would be the five components of your soul. They are still, your soul is not saved, it's being saved. The Bible said in 1 Peter, it's the engrafted word which is going to save your soul. Glory to God. So I know we say, I remember when God saved my soul, but really your soul ain't saved yet. if you got the Spirit of God and you adhere to the ordinance of baptism, then your spirit is saved, but your soul is being saved. And your flesh gonna be saved after you trade it in, after the rapture, after after mortal puts on immortality. So sometimes we frustrate ourselves, so we try to make flesh do what only spirit can. And so I said that to say, he said, I put a righteous seed in you, but next to the righteous seed, they got unrighteous proclivities. Glory to God. They got unrighteous inclinations. And God said, Proverbs 25:2, if mark this in your Bible, if you haven't marked it, very important verse of scripture. It said, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. Now, I know that don't make a whole lot of sense to you. The Bible, God says, I get glory. I pull my maximum potential out when I hide a thing. Glory to God. That word conceal is a dual word, con meaning with. Seal means lid. And so when God conceals something in the Hebrew and the Greek, it means he put a lid on it. Glory to God. God covered a thing up. The Bible, the book of Revelation is a concealed book. Glory to God. It's not supposed to be a mystery, but God can only open it to those that are hungry and thirsty. And so he said, it is the glory of God to put a lid on the thing, but the honor of kings is to lift the lid and look into the thing. Search out a matter. Glory to God. Proverbs 29:29, you know what it says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the works of this law. I'm done. Hallelujah to God. And so what I want to suggest to everybody on this line, you got to remember what the objective was. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. I'm telling you, don't get satisfied just because you look like him. I'm telling you, don't get satisfied just because you can talk like him and say a few things that he says. Glory to God. David said, I ain't going to be satisfied until I wake up just like him. I don't want just his image. I want his likeness. Glory to God. I want to be like him. I want to act like him. I want to talk like him. I want to walk like him. Glory to God. And so, Minister G, as I surrender this platform back to you, the one mistake that we make with that Passover lamb, glory to God, we take the lamb, and there's some people that like leg of lamb, and they like lamb chops, and they like a certain part. But if you go back to Exodus and see where God gave the instructions, he instructed them to take that lamb, and you have to roast the whole lamb. Glory to God. Somebody say whole lamb. Glory to God. And so what you got to do, it's kind of like the Bible. You got to eat the whole roll. You can't take the part you like and leave out the part you don't like. Glory to God. I like blessings, but I don't like holy living. Y'all ain't ready. I like the prosperity, but I don't like sacrifice. God said, no, you got to eat the whole roll. Glory to God. And so you got to take that lamb, and the Bible says they were not to let anything be wasted. You have to eat the feet of the lamb so you can walk like the Lord. You have to eat the tongue of the lamb so you can talk like the Lord. You have to eat the heart of the lamb so you can emote like the Lord. I'm starting to feel good here. You got to eat the whole lamb, baby. You got to eat the lamb so that you, because Jesus is the lamb. And when we begin to eat every part of the lamb will reside in us, and he'll take us past Passover. He'll take us past Pentecost. He'll drop us off in tabernacle, and he'll dwell with us and live there. We'll be like Moses and say, God, show me your way so I can know who you are. Glory to God. Why do you want to know who I am? Because I want to be by you. I want to be near you. I want to be with you. I want you to dwell, God. I want your glory to reign in my life. But I understand, God, that if I don't get in your presence, if I don't get in that space, if I don't get where you are, then the glory will never manifest in my life. There's somebody on this phone. God wants to manifest your full potential. The word glory means the maximum potential of a thing. And so what happened, that's why on the third day is the number three in biblical numerology or Bible numeric, it actually translates the day of the display of the power of God. And so what God does on the third day, God always shows off. That's why he looked at Pilate. Pilate said, man, you know, I got power to kill you. We had Easter Sunday last week, y'all. And the truth is that Christ is no longer dead. He's alive. Glory to God. And the fact that he got up adds to the glory. In fact, I didn't take time to do it, Minister G, but if I had gone through some of the scriptures on glory, the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 14, we beheld his glory as of the only begotten. See, when God manifested himself in the person of Jesus Christ, when Jesus came to the earth, he came to reveal the glory of God, to show us just what God could do. The Bible says, 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter says, when Jesus got up off the cross, he revealed the glory of God. Hallelujah. The glory is the potential of God. He showed us what God could do by getting up from a place that looked like it was impossible to get up from. And so when he got up, he was revealing the very glory of God. Hallelujah to God. And so what we have to understand, hallelujah to God, we have to understand that God wants to get glory out of our life. And the way that God is going to get that glory out of our life, we got to eat the whole lamb. Glory to God. We got to have all of God on the inside. No more eyes but the Christ that liveth in me. Hallelujah. It ain't me no more. It ain't what I did. It ain't what I am. And so whenever I do anything and somebody bestow accolade upon me, it's all right for me to enjoy the praise of men, but I got to give the glory back to God. I say, no, it might look like me, but it's really him. Thank you, Lord God. I give glory. All the glory got to go back to God. As long as you give him the glory, he'll use you again. Glory to God. And you got to give him back the glory, and he'll use you again. Glory to God. But if you ever hold on to the glory too long, God's going to do you like he did Saul. He's going to say, I got to find me another. Hallelujah to God. And so as I close, I want to say to everybody on this line, don't get satisfied at the outer court. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, see, that's the problem. They got three dimensions in God. The place of less than enough. Everybody on this phone has lived in that place of less than enough. You know, I'm talking about that place where you got to wonder, do I pay lights or do I pay water? But I want to suggest to you that God's got a place where you can pay lights and water and have a little something left. Glory to God. And the problem with that is when all of us started off in an obscure place called the place of not enough. And then what happens, we get in tune with the Spirit of God, and somebody might invite us to a church, and we get peripheral relationship, and we got contact with the church, and we got contact with the people of God. And I'm telling you, that's the outer court, and it's better than being on the outside of the entire structure, but the outer court is not God's highest pleasure. The problem with that is when you get there and God moves you from less than enough and he drops you off in the holy place, that's called the place of just enough. I want to tell you, when you used to have it not enough, and then God give you just enough, you'll think you've arrived. But I'm telling you, don't get satisfied too soon. You know, the place of just enough is when you go to Walmart and you swipe your card, and while you're waiting to see if the thing going to clear, you got to meditate. Please, God, let it clear. Lord, have mercy. Y'all ain't never been there, but I've been there. Glory to God. I've been in the place where I had to write the check and hope it clear. Y'all ain't get this. Glory to God. I've been at the place where I had to pray and say, God, I hope you can do. Lord, I can't afford no doctor, so you got to heal me. Lord, have mercy. And so when you're used to having not enough, and then you get to the place of just enough, the devil will convince you to get satisfied too soon. Feel good when you can pay all your bills. Ain't got to pay on. Hallelujah to God. But I'm telling you, there's a greater place. It's called the Holies of Holies. That's the place of more than enough. I heard the woman of God quote it before she gave me the mic. She said, 1 John chapter 2, she talked about 1 John, beloved, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. He talked about health and wealth, but he talked about it in proportion to your spirituality. He said, even as, that's the counting term. God said, I don't want you to be a Lamborghini in the natural and a Pinto in the spirit.
You know what
I mean? I don't want you to have a mansion in the natural and got a shack in the spirit. I want you to get to the point that it is even as I want you to be just as high in the spirit as you are in the natural. As I surrender this platform, I just want to say to everybody on this line, don't be satisfied with less than enough. And by all means, please don't get fooled by just enough. Because just enough will trap you. Hallelujah to God. And so you want to get to the point God told Abraham, I'm going to make you a blessing. I'm going to bless you and make you a blessing. Glory to God. What I want to do for you, Abraham, I don't want you to have less than enough. I don't even want you to have just enough. I want you to be at the place that you can take care of yours and still bless somebody else. And that's the place that God is trying to take us today, but we can't get satisfied too soon. As I surrender this platform back to the woman of God, I want to suggest to everybody that you remember what the prayer was. Hallelujah to God. He's asked for me. I will behold thy face in righteousness. I'm going to live right, God. Why? Because one day I want to wake up and be like you. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that's what I'm about to go after. I'm about to seek it. You got to get your focus single. You got to stop going after everything and say, God, I just want one thing. What is that, Lord? That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. People of God, whatever you do, don't get satisfied too soon. I yield in Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh, my God. I don't have nothing to say. The word spoke for itself. Hallelujah.
Thank you, oh God.
Don't get satisfied too soon. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, man of God, awesome, powerful word. I mean, I really don't have words enough to express how great that message was, but I tell you,
thank
God for that message. Don't get satisfied too soon. No, we got to keep seeking the face of the Lord. None of us have arrived yet, so we got to keep our focus on the Lord, desire what he wants, please him. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, I perceive that everybody on here is already saved, but I want to let you know salvation is free, but it does come with an attachment. The attachment is you got to obey God. You can't just say, oh, I'm saved and live like the devil. No, you got to live like God. And then, of course, you know, don't go back. Don't eat your vomit. No, 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 no. Don't move backwards. That's a messy life. It's full of mud. You even get in the quicksand, and somebody got to pull you out of it, backsliding. Been there before. Don't want to go there no more. It's not a place. Yeah, you know, that quicksand, you can't hardly get out of it. But let me tell you, there is a place in God where he will keep you if you surrender. But you got to surrender all to him. You got to surrender. You can't just say, well, Lord, yeah, I love you, Lord, and then go live like you don't love him. Love is obedience. So I thank God for the word of God, for the man of God. It was an awesome, powerful word. I appreciate you, man of God. I know your plate is full and running over, but I thank God that you took time out to come on Family Day on Bible Story Land and bring such a powerful, needed word. Yeah, sometimes we get too relaxed. We can't. Oh, yeah, I'm satisfied in God right now. No. Don't be satisfied. There's more to God than what we think, than what the eye can see. So I thank God that was an on-time word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, it's prayer time. Yeah, we know we got to talk to God. We got to talk to God about some things. We got to sit in his presence. You know, Psalms 91 says, you know, don't just run in and run out. Say, hey, God, I love you. Bye. Got to go do this and got to do that. But the man of God says, stay focused. Because we can get off focus. We can say, we know we love God. Go to church, sit on the pew, you know, 24 hours a day. But when you're not obedient to God, you're out of order. You ain't arrived yet. You ain't got to that place. Don't be satisfied being there. No. Seek God at a higher level. Seek him. He got to tell you. We don't know everything. No. He's going to reveal some things to you when you come in the secret place. He got some things to tell you. What is his? He said it's the glory of God to conceal a matter. But it's up to us to search it out. So we want to seek God with all of our heart. Amen, amen, amen. So it's prayer time. We're going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and some other people. So I thank God. You know, I thank God for each of you. You all are so awesome. So mighty. Mighty people
thank
of
you
God.
Lord.
But there's another level God trying to get us to. Don't stay at that level right there. No. Come up a little bit higher. Come on up. Don't be satisfied too soon. Another level where God wants to get us to. So I'm going to ask Bishop Boyd, if you could just pray and cover these things. That Pastor Donna Hawkins, she's a pastor. Jackie Travis, Mother Luzelle, Mother Fanny, and families. And then we're going to close out.
Hallelujah. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. All right, let's go before the throne of grace. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, God. We dare not come before your presence without giving you thanksgiving, God. We thank you that protocol says that we come before your courts with praise. We enter with thanksgiving, God. We thank you for what you've already done. We give you praise and honor and glory, God, for victory's gone, God. We thank you for your word said in Lamentations chapter 3, this I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope. It is because of your mercies that we are not consumed. Because your compassions fail not. They are new every morning, God. Great is your faithfulness. We thank you for being faithful, God. Bless every soul, God, that was mentioned, God. Bless those, God, that the woman of God just mentioned, God. Bless the pastor. Bless the mother, God. Bless, do it now, God. Strengthen their hands, God. Give them skillfulness of hand and integrity of heart, God. Help them, oh, God, to arrive at the desired place. Help them, God, to have this prayer. One thing have I desired, that shall I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. God, we thank you all the days of our life and behold the beauty of the Lord. Inquire in your temple, God. Help, God, everyone that's under the sound of my voice now, God. Help them to have this confession, God, that as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness, God. Help us to live right. Oh, God, help us to approach your throne, God, in humility. Help us to understand, God, that without you we can do nothing but fail, God. Help us, God, not to be satisfied until we awake looking just like you. Till we awake acting just like you. Till we awake talking just like you. Till we awake being just like you, God. Father, we thank you for the visionary, God, that facilitated this entire happening, God. We thank you and we ask, God, that you would add your anointing to every effort of Minister G. Do it now in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone, God, that may be sick, God. Touch their body and let them know that healing is the children's bread, God. The woman said she just wanted the crumbs that fell from the master table. You told her it's not meat to give the children's bread to dogs, God. But the woman did not become insulted, God. She tapped into a principle and said, true, Lord, but even the dogs get the crumbs. Lord, just give us the crumbs of your healing, God. Give us the crumbs of your blessing, God. Give us the crumbs of your overflow, God. Give us the crumbs, God, of your divine encounter, God. Touch every sick body. Heal in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now that we pray the prayer of faith, God. And you said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, God. There be any sick among you, you said call for the elders, God. I stand with every other elder on this phone, God. And we declare your decree, God. That your name, your word said, by your words, God. You said you sent your word and healed them, God, and delivered them out of all their trouble. We ask, oh, God, that you would let there be a coming together of the mind, God. Help us to be even as Moses was, God, that we would want to know your way. We want to know your way that we might get to know you, God, because we want you to tabernacle with us and never leave us, God. Help us not to make the mistake that Terah made, God. Help us not to come short of the promise and get comfortable. Help us not to get satisfied too soon, God. Do for us what only you can. Illuminate our minds. Open our understanding, God. Give us ears to hear. Give us the heart and the mind to obey. Lord, we'll be careful to do everything that you've commanded us to do. We bless you now because you're great and greatly to be praised. Help us to go past the Passover, God. Help us to get beyond Pentecost, God. Help us to drop off right in the midst of tabernacles, God. We want you to tabernacle with us. We want you to be there with us, oh God, and live there. We thank you for your image, God, but we desire to have your likeness. Help us, God, to not be satisfied until we awake with your likeness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you so much. I want you to know I love you. You know God loves
love
you even more.
Hallelujah.
You have a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord, and desire more. Desire more. Don't just stop there. Desire more. Seek his face. Yeah. Seek his face. Every day. Don't miss a day. Yeah, you know when you're in his body, you always want to be in their face. So prove to God you love him by always being in his face. You know, there was a woman you know, she just kept going. You know, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me, Lord. Keep calling on his name. Keep speaking his face. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I
do. Oh, have mercy. Glory to God.
Yes. seeking like never before. I love you. Look forward to talking to you soon. God bless all of you. You know God loves you so much. No words.